Welcome to New World Notes, faithfully noted by yours truly, Kenneth Doust. Today, we'll take a second look at the culture of celebrity promoted by the corporate entertainment industry, and at the use of celebrity culture to diffuse citizens' inclinations to rebel against what we used to call the system. Chris Hedges had some brilliant words on this topic some weeks back, and today I'll add some more words. I hope you'll stay tuned. A couple of months back on this show, we heard journalist Chris Hedges' scathing analysis of the destruction of the American economy and the impoverishment of American workers. The culprits here are not the Mexicans or the Chinese, Hedges says. The culprits are the rich American owners of American business, and their bankers, and their bought-and-paid-for Congress, and their bought-and-paid-for chief executive in the Oval Office. Jobs are being moved abroad regardless of the bad effects this is having on the large majority of citizens of America. Jobs are being moved abroad so that the powerful and obscenely rich cabal that owns the place may grow even more extremely rich. And in the two broadcasts that followed that one, we heard Bruce Gagnon make the same point, among others. Interestingly, both men have close connections to the state of Maine, which for a couple centuries has been the least prosperous of the six New England states. The citizens of Maine have been especially hard hit by the wave of factory closings over the past generation. Okay, Chris Hedges and Bruce Gagnon both said the same thing. The destruction of America's manufacturing sector is destroying America's jobs, its social compact, and the lives of most of its citizens. But the two men connect this situation to different things. Gagnon shows the close relationship of the destroyed economy with America's exorbitant global military empire. Hedges, though, connects the destroyed economy with the corporate-controlled entertainment media. The media are owned and controlled by the same fat cats who own the banks, the industry, and some of us would say the government. Hedges said that the real purpose of the entertainment media and the culture of celebrity it promotes is not to provide entertainment. The real purpose is to prevent citizens from organizing and fighting back to reclaim our jobs, our liberties, and our former level of prosperity by essentially drugging us. I'll replay Hedges' recorded words several minutes down the road, but let me give his conclusions now. This is a near quote. The corporate media are unremittingly promoting the culture of celebrity in order to drain us emotionally, confuse us about our identity, blame ourselves for our predicament, condition us to chase illusions of impossible fame and happiness, and keep us from fighting back. Those are powerful words, but like good conclusions everywhere, they are generalizations. This show's condensed version of Hedges' long speech in Winnipeg cut out the main group of specifics that Hedges used to support these generalizations. This group was a long passage on the media coverage of Michael Jackson's funeral. This media coverage clearly was designed to produce all the pacification effects Hedges mentions in his conclusions. Now, this is me, not Hedges. Remember the trial of Orenthal J. Simpson, accused of stabbing Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman to death in 1994? Well, if you were older than a toddler in those days, of course you remember it. And I'll bet many of us still remember many of the details. The name of some of Simpson's lawyers. The name of the idiot starstruck judge. The name of the L.A. police detective who testified. And the word the detective had uttered on one or more earlier occasions. Starts with N. Use of this word somehow invalidated all of his evidence and sworn testimony in the Simpson case. I can even tell you the name of Simpson's goofy house guest. And I was watching hardly any television back then. Now answer this one. What else was happening in the world as the Simpson trial spectacle played on and on? I don't know either. Germany could have invaded France yet again, and we wouldn't have heard of it. Congress could have abolished Social Security, and we wouldn't have heard of it. In fact, I'm sure they tried. Back to Hedges. Where to find specific data to test his conclusions? Without digging up Michael Jackson, so to speak. I wasn't about to go buy a television set and start watching again. Ah, but I have convenient access to celebrity culture journalism that's every bit as good as all the TV shows in the world. The email account I use is with Hotmail, and Hotmail is owned by that pillar of the establishment, Microsoft Corp. And every time I officially sign out of Hotmail, they shift me to a page called MSN.com. MSN sounds like a food additive, but I gather it stands for Microsoft Network. I don't even know if MSN is also a cable TV channel. It might be. Certainly, Microsoft has a joint venture cable channel with NBC titled MSNBC. My point is that every time I exit my email service, I am thrust way deep into the belly of the beast. Microsoft is heavily invested in corporate-controlled, corporate-sponsored, celebrity-studded mass entertainment. And it's all here. Now, if you go to MSN.com, I'm not recommending that you do this, understand, but if you were to go to MSN.com, you would see dozens of headlines, some with photograph. Each headline is a link to a story, in text or video. Graphically, the main page looks okay, but the ghastliness of its content is hard to describe, without falling back into tired cliches such as train wreck and the like. About 5% of the headlines suggest news stories of some public importance. This makes the page even more ghastly. When a headline on the ecological disaster in the Gulf, which MSN calls a leak, or on mass slaughter in the Congo, when headlines like these are swamped by headlines on who was Jenny McCarthy's date the other night, how to buy the perfect jeans for your body, sorry, for your figure, Amy Adams' baby girl, Sandra Bullock's baby boy, Mrs. Travolta's baby fetus, 8 kitchen cleanup tricks, the world's most frugal billionaires. See, rich people are just like us. And the school bus that took the wrong group of students on a field trip. One way of understanding the sheer propaganda on this page is to ask, what is this page inviting me to become? A variation on that question would be, what sort of person would you have to be in order to really enjoy reading and viewing this stuff? Well, for one, you wouldn't care much about any social or political issue, but you'd care deeply about the personal lives of TV actresses and similar minor celebrities. About who is dating whom? Who is heading towards the altar? Who is having a baby? And why actress X was dropped from the series' third season? You'd think that, if your life is less than perfect, you can fix it, mostly all by yourself, by improving your resume writing skills, by buying the right shampoo, or buying jeans that fit your body, sorry, your figure, or buying a dream vacation. You'd see that Sandra Bullock can have a fabulous figure and a fabulous career and a fabulous baby. And if you are having trouble in reaching these triple goals, or perhaps even reaching even one of them, whose fault is that? Certainly not Sandra Bullock's. You can have it all. You can be the next American Idol and dance with the stars. And if, despite Sandra's inspiring example, if you've fallen short of attaining your own fabulous look, fabulous career, and fabulous baby, well, maybe you should work a little harder to find that perfect hairstyle to match your facial features. You'd never think of getting together with other people in your situation, organizing and working together to effect change. You'd certainly never think of joining a union, let alone organizing one. You'd never think of protesting anything in any way. And of all the issues affecting your life, the one you'd care most deeply about would be, who will be the winner this season on American Idol? You'd think of yourself as a consumer, not as a citizen. You would have a lifestyle, though perhaps not much of a life. In sum, you would be exactly the sort of passive, unquestioning, brainwashed tool that Chris Hedges says the corporate-controlled entertainment media are trying their hardest to turn citizens into. So for the sake of journalism, I forced myself to read and copy this barnyard fertilizer. I take that back. Barnyard fertilizer enriches the soil. Anyway, I copied and pasted several days' worth of headlines in May into a word processor file. I will read it now, set to music, which will turn it into a song. Again, if you can stand to listen further, ask yourself whom Microsoft is speaking to, and if this is a club you want to join.
Wipeout!
Monday, May 17, 2010. Stripping contest photos emerge of Miss USA. Before Rima Faki was crowned Miss USA Sunday night, she evidently won a Stripper 101 contest held by a Detroit radio show in 2007. I like that adverb, evidently. Apparently, there are so many attractive young women in Detroit named Rima Faki that the reporters aren't entirely sure if she is the one who won the stripping contest or if it was one of the 11 others. Back to the text. Gossip. Are Sienna and Jude getting hitched? The London Daily Mail is reporting that the recommitted couple are planning a summer wedding. Plus, Jenny McCarthy steps out once again with a mystery man. And more in The Romance Report. Rally driver crashes after fan moons him. Video. Mark Tapper was poised to win in New Zealand until a fan along the road exposed his buttocks and apparently caused Tapper to crash. Watch it. Michael's returning to VH1 reality series. Travolta's dogs killed in airport accident. Stunning engagement rings that say forever. Idol, has Seacrest overstepped? Tuesday, May 18. Editors pick the 33 best hair products ever. McDonald's adds smoothies to its menu. Cops say dad offered baby for beer or drugs. Finding the perfect jeans for your figure. A good pair of jeans should flatter your body. We've got advice on what to look for and what to avoid when shopping for denim or putting together a look. Declutter your kitchen. Try these 15 organizational ideas and get closer to creating the kitchen of your dreams. Primaries are key test for Obama's political team. Indiana lawmaker quits due to affair with aide. Jason Alexander's weight loss. Amy Adams' baby girl. Which shampoo is best for dry hair? What happened on reality TV? May 19. We are expecting, John Travolta says. If anyone deserves some good news, it's John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Happily, it's come their way in the form of an impending delivery from the stork. Bristol Palin to get up to $30,000 for each speech. Feds, Virginia Tech violated law in 07 massacre. Slideshow, facing the future, how celebs will age. Use salt and ketchup to tackle dirty kitchens. With these 8 tricks, you can use everyday items to clean the toughest spots in your kitchen. Quick tips for cleaning the kitchen sink. Liven up your kitchen with color. Bok choy spree puts 88-year-old in coma. Report. Fox fired from Transformers 3. Megan Fox, who played star Shia LaBeouf's love interest in the franchise, will not return for the third movie, reports say. A natural new mom. After months of secrecy, Bullock brings her 4-month-old son out in public. Video. Will Cheryl and Chad date after DWTS? Celebs who are making a difference. Ben Affleck urges support for Eastern Congo. Hal Soza changed skin color again. The former baseball star turned heads last year with his lighter complexion, but the new hue wasn't permanent. May 20. What happened on American Idol? Watch highlights on Last Night on TV. How to get toned and sexy arms. World's top 5 frugal billionaires. Some of the world's wealthiest people don't act like it. They live in modest homes, fly economy class, and drive old cars, or even take the bus. Meet the world's 10 richest people. Retail magnate giving away a $1 billion fortune. Best TV finales. Before Lost ends, do you remember who shot JR? What about Ross and Rachel? Report. Landis admits PEDs, fingers Lance. Gossip. Brody and Hilton get cozy. Shutterbugs snapped the pair, looking pretty friendly, as they mixed and mingled at the Cannes Film Festival. Scientists accuse Obama over oil spill. Experts claim NOAA is guilty of a catastrophic failure as tensions rise over growing Gulf slick. Man charged for nude cemetery photos. A Japanese photographer was indicted for allegedly shooting the photos. The worst cleaning jobs made easy. Forget the way you've been doing things. There are simpler methods to empty the vacuum, dust the ceiling fan, and scrub the trash bin. Aluminum foil as wrinkle remover? You bet. Dow plunges 376 on global concerns.
My whole house is great. I can do anything good.
Video. A little girl gives herself a pep talk that includes her love of her parents, school, sisters, and haircut. Pakistan blocks YouTube. Who should be Taylor Swift's next boyfriend? Video. Go inside Maxim's Hot 100 party. Today in 2 minutes, First Lady's new look. Bus takes wrong students on field trip. May 26. American Idol, where are they now? Video, 2-year-old sings Justin Bieber. An adorable young fan sings along to the pop star's song, Baby. Video, Bieber love brings little girl to tears. Watch more viral kids' videos. From Ferris to Footloose. Think you know your Fast Times from your Princess Bride? Try this totally awesome 80s movie trivia quiz. Find more fun at MSN Games. Sleeping woman left on plane in Philly for 4 hours. Originally, this one was, watch, Americans are angry about the leak. Hours later, this became, watch, Americans speak out about the leak. Thursday, May 27. Young entrepreneurs who hit it big. Lee DeWise wins American Idol. It's finally over and the winner's been named. Watch highlights from the star-studded finale and more. Read the full recap of the finale. Video, saying farewell to Simon Cowell. Woof, how to take your dog on vacation. 10 tips for bringing your furry friend to the great outdoors this summer. Number 6, dog boots. Surprising secrets of the SATC2 cast. Video, see what the stars of Sex and the City 2 have to say about fashion, life, and their characters. And watch sneak peeks of the new flick out in theaters today. Video, Carrie Bradshaw's standout fashion moments. Stunning styles from the SATC 2 premiere. North Korea to scrap anti-clash pact with South. NFL rookie works to better war-torn family's life. Sorry, class of 2010, no one needs you. Video, Bethany Frankel shows off post-baby bod. Finally, the question that's been weighing so heavily on the minds of all of us. Miley Cyrus and college? Now let's take a minute and 20 seconds, to hear from Chris Hedges his conclusions about why companies such as Microsoft are devoting considerable resources to producing news stories such as we found on MSN.com, and I'm sure you can find on 10,000 other web pages as well. Why this prosperous Fortune 500 company is producing page after page, hour after hour, of intellectual, political, and ethical train wreck. Here's Chris Hedges.
The saturation coverage of Jackson's death was one of many examples of our collective flight into illusion. It deflected the moral questions arising from mounting social injustice, growing inequalities, failing imperial wars, economic collapse, and political corruption. As we sink into an economic morass, as we barrel towards a crisis that will create more misery than the Great Depression, we remain controlled, manipulated, and distracted by the celluloid shadows on the wall of Plato's cave. The fantasy of celebrity culture is not designed simply to entertain. It is designed to drain us emotionally, confuse us about our identity, blame ourselves for our predicament, condition us to chase illusions of impossible fame and happiness, and keep us from fighting back. And in the end, that is all the Jackson coverage was really about. Another tawdry and tasteless spectacle to divert a dying culture from the baying wolf at the gate. Thank you.
By this point, maybe we have a firmer understanding of the evidence that Chris Hedges was pointing to, and maybe we can better appreciate the brilliance of Hedges' take on Michael Jackson's funeral. So here it comes. Hedges argues that, just like us, Michael Jackson himself was a victim of corporate-controlled celebrity culture. They did to him the same things they're doing to us, only on a grander scale. Here's Chris Hedges.
In celebrity culture, we destroy what we worship. The commercial exploitation of Michael Jackson's death was orchestrated by the corporate forces that rendered Jackson insane. Jackson, robbed of his childhood and surrounded by vultures that preyed on his fears and weaknesses, was so consumed by self-loathing, he carved his African-American face into a Caucasian death mask. He hid his apparent pedophilia behind a Peter Pan illusion of eternal childhood. He could not disentangle his public and his private self. He became a commodity, a product, one to be sold, used, and manipulated. He was infected by the moral nihilism and personal disintegration that is at the core of corporate culture. And his fantasies of eternal youth, delusions of majesty, and desperate, disfiguring quests for physical transformation were an expression of our own yearning. Jackson was a reflection of us in the extreme. His memorial service, a variety show with a coffin, had an average of 31.1 million television viewers. It was the final episode of the long-running Michael Jackson series. The stories that enthrall us most are real-life stories. Early fame, wild success, and then a long, bizarre, and macabre emotional train wreck. O.J. Simpson offered a tamer version of the same plot. So does Britney Spears. Jackson, by the end, was heavily in debt and had weathered a $22 million out-of-court settlement to Jordy Chandler, as well as 7 counts of child sexual abuse and 2 counts of administering an intoxicating agent in order to commit a felony. Jackson reflected back to us our physical and psychological disintegration, especially as many struggle with overwhelming debt, loss of status, and deep personal confusion. The lurid drama of Jackson's personal life meshed with the ongoing dramas on television, in movies, and the news. News thrives on these real-life stories, especially those involving celebrities. News reports on television are mini-dramas. They provide a star, a villain, a supporting cast, a good-looking host, and a dramatic and often unexpected ending. In Fahrenheit 451, Ray Bradbury's novel about a future dystopia, people spend most of the day watching giant television screens that show endless scenes of police chases and criminal apprehensions. Life, Bradbury understood, once it was packaged, scripted, given a narrative, and filmed, became the most compelling form of entertainment. And Jackson was a great show. He deserved a great finale. Those who created Jackson's public persona and turned him into a piece of property, first as a child and finally as a corpse, encased in a $15,000 golden casket, are the agents, publicists, marketing departments, promoters, scriptwriters, television and movie producers, advertisers, video technicians, photographers, bodyguards, recording executives, wardrobe consultants, fitness trainers, pollsters, public announcers, and television news personalities who orchestrate the vast stage of celebrity for profit. They are the puppet masters. No one achieves celebrity status. No cultural illusion is swallowed as reality without these armies of cultural enablers and intermediaries. The producers at the Staples Center in Los Angeles made sure the 18,000 attendees and television audience and even the BBC devoted 3 hours to the tribute. Watched a funeral that was turned into another maudlin form of uplifting popular entertainment. The memorial service for Jackson was a celebration of celebrity. There was the queasy sight of groups of children, including his own, singing over the coffin. There were photo montages in which a shot of Michael Jackson shaking hands with Nelson Mandela was immediately followed by one of him with Kermit the Frog. Celebrity culture reduces all of the famous to the same level. Fame is its own denominator, and every anecdote told about Jackson seemed to confirm that when you spend your life as a celebrity, you have no idea who you are. And yet, we live in a culture where we measure our lives by these celebrities. We seek to be like them. We emulate their look and behavior. We escape the messiness of real life through the fantasy of their stardom. We too long to attract admiring audiences for our grand, ongoing life movie. Neil Gabler, who has written wisely about this, argues that celebrity culture is not a convergence of consumer culture and religion, so much as a hostile takeover of religion by consumer culture. Jackson desperately feared growing old. He believed he could manipulate race and gender. He transformed himself through surgery and perhaps female hormones from a brown-skinned African-American male to a chalk-faced androgynous figure with no clear sexual identity. And while he pushed these boundaries to the extreme, he only did what many do. There were 12 million cosmetic plastic surgery procedures performed last year in the United States. They were performed because in America, most human beings, rich and poor, famous and obscure, have been conditioned to view themselves as marketable commodities. They are objects, like consumer products. They have no intrinsic value. They must look fabulous and live on fabulous sets. They must remain young. They must achieve notoriety and money, or the illusion of it, to be a success. And it does not matter how they get there. Education, building community, honesty, transparency, and sharing are qualities that will see you ridiculed and voted off any reality show.
Thanks for listening. New World Notes comes from WWUH-FM by way of the University of Hartford. newworldnotes.blogspot.com. Thanks to Ethan Osland and blackmask.ca for the fine recording of Hedges' Winnipeg speech. Illegitimi non carborundum, and ciao.